Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
It's 99.9 KISW, Loud and Local. A bit of an interesting kind of situation. I'm sure if you've turned on the news, listened to the radio, or you're just like living in the world, there's crazy things going on in the world. And we had to take some extreme measures. So I did not have a band in the studio this week here on Loud and Local, but I do have a band in their studio. This is a podcasting studio in Ballard in an undisclosed location.
It's the dungeon.
In the dungeon. So the band is called Aurora's Eyes. First off, welcome to Loud and Local.
Thank you.
I feel like I need to be welcome to your dungeon, dude.
Well, you're welcome to the Thunderdome.
This is the Thunderdome. So, actually, before we introduce the band, where are we? What is the name of this place? And why don't you describe it a little bit?
I don't really have a name for it anymore. Actually, okay. I called it Studio K. I named it after a former teacher that we both knew.
Yeah. Campy.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Good dude.
I named it after
former KISW news guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, in honor of him.
Studio K, yeah.
Yeah. And so that's what I called this room in general. But originally I tried to start it as a business to rent out to podcasts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I realized, like, everybody's like, oh, I want to start a podcast.
Nobody really does. Yeah.
Nobody really does.
So you guys were called Aurora's Eyes. Let's go around the room. I guess start with you, Jay. What's your name what do you do for Aurora's Eyes?
I am Jay Middleton. I play guitar. And I write a lot of the music.
I'm Brian Kaplan. I play the other guitar. And I also write some of the music.
And I'm Ben Headwall, and I play drums.
I am David, and I play bass. Right on.
Right on, dude.
Yeah. Nice. Well, so this originally started as a solo project, right?
Yeah.
So, let's. How did it start? And like, how'd you bring all these dudes in? And you guys like became a full band, and you're getting ready to do some live shows and you do a record.
Yeah. So what's really weird is I was in a metalcore band for like 5 years, and I quit in 2015 because I saw a indie wrestling show and I was like, I want to go try this.
3-2-1 battle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I went and trained, and after a year of training, I all of a sudden had to have surgery.
Yikes.
On my back.
Yikes.
And I was going to be out for like 6 to 8 months. And so I started playing guitar again.
Nice.
And that's really, like, Strife, the song that you've been playing, was actually the first song I wrote.
Okay.
And it was just, like, basically sitting in my apartment at the time, and I was just basically trying not to lose my mind, and I'd just be basically writing music. And I ended up writing this EP, the Prism EP, and what really influenced a lot of the vibes of it was actually just like visual influence. Like when you see something, it kind of triggered sounds in my head.
Okay.
My wife and I were in Arizona, and I've never been down there before until then. And we were driving through the desert parts, and a lot of the just like the it was kind of crazy to see this like alien style life, like, or scenery that you never see.
Sure.
You know? It's totally different from like desert life in Eastern Washington too. So it just kind of triggered these emotions in my head and started to create, like, I started writing out like different ideas in my head, and then I put it on music, and that's what the Prism EP was. And then
But that was all done by yourself with like drum machine and whatnot?
This program I have called Superior Drummer.
Okay,
It's basically like an intense drum machine. You program like everything. And so I wrote it all out, but I knew like I didn't want to play in a band at the time. I was burned out of playing bands.
Yeah.
You know,
you're over it.
I was over it.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of drama in the last band that led me to not want to do it for a while.
Sure.
And so I took a break, and then last year I was sitting actually in this studio here with a couple of coworkers, and they were like, what music have you been working on? I'm like, I haven't been working on anything. Do you want to hear some stuff I used to work on? And so I showed them all four of those songs.
Yeah.
So I started hearing like these, we started listening to them, and they were just like, this is cool.
Yeah, it is.
Why haven't you released it? I'm like, I don't know. Like, they're like, what's the project called?
You're nervous.
It's called Aurora's Eyes. And they're like, well, it's really cool. You should do something with it. And I was like, okay. So I released it, self-released. I decided, you know, I just put these songs out, like a couple of songs out on this Facebook group, like Northwest Musicians Looking for Musicians is what I think it was. And I think Ben was actually the first person to hit me up.
Okay.
And I was like, prog rock drummers, where are you at? You know?
Nice.
And he messaged me like, hey, I do really weird timings. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So we've scheduled a rehearsal with just us three. And when I already had like an ad out looking for another guitar player or a keyboard player.
Okay.
Right. And so Brian hit me up. He didn't like message me through Facebook. He like got my email address off there and just emailed me.
Well, I think you'd put your email.
I did.
On
I think
the
I did.
Facebook post.
Did I? Okay. Yeah, yeah, I did. So he emailed me
to make him sound like a stalker, dude.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I'm so, not a stalker. But.
So he emails me, and he also emailed like. So I send him the track that said, you know, if you can learn this, you can come jam with us, or whatever. He records himself playing over the track.
Nice.
And I'm like, okay, come over. And then at the first practice, we ended up writing one of the songs that's on the record.
Cool.
And so I was like, this
was fun.
I've never had this kind of like planet aligning chemistry right off the bat. It's this weird, like out of like just craziness. It was really
dope,
cool,
dude.
I was really excited about it because I had been doing some writing myself for another project. I've been really into like doom metal for the past few 3 or 4 months, but no, I was super excited because I was writing my own stuff.
Yeah.
And I was really looking to find other people that had the ability to actually write music instead of just jam kind of thing. So when Jay sent me this first track and then he sent me more tracks and I was like, how'd you do this? Like, you just in your house, like recording this stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, man, I have my own setup, whatever. And I'm like, I'm doing the same thing. Like if we don't even play together, like at least we can bounce ideas off each other. And like, maybe I can learn a thing or two.
Yeah.
Maybe I can learn a thing or two about even just recording with you or whatever.
Right.
So, but yeah, luckily it turned into a little bit more than that. So,
well, let's hear some info on the record. What's the album?
That's right. We've been kind of teasing this.
Yeah. What's the title? And so, it's going to be, this is the debut of it, right?
This is the debut.
We're going to play a song called The Grief. What's the album called?
The Grief. So it's,
that's cool.
The title track off the record. Sweet. The album's coming out June 19th.
Killer.
And
so this is a worldwide debut, man.
It is.
That's awesome.
It is.
Oh man. I
you
feel so like,
first, man.
Yeah,
that's
dude. People need to do old school, like get your cassette tape ready.
Right.
Maybe you'll hear all my old cassette tapes from like listening to the radio. They always had the last little bit of the DJ talking, or the intro to the song was cut off. So we're going to get into The Grief, which is the title track from the record. Yeah. So when can we hear this live? I mean, well, let's preface this by saying
Yeah. We should probably...
most concerts have been canceled within the next couple months. So we'll see, I guess.
So
do you guys have a show lined up maybe after all this?
So this Thursday, it has not been canceled, but
okay.
We just because of the state of things right now, we just don't understand when, like, you know, the government's going to also change what these bands are going to be.
So for the time being,
from what the venue has told us, the show this Thursday, Substation here in Ballard,
awesome.
No Home,
and us right now. Tickets are on sale on Eventbrite. There's a Facebook page event for it, so it should be a good time.
And you know, it is a good time to, you know, while there are these few concerts that are happening within the city, and there are these restrictions on how many people can go, and it's a really good time to support local artists, support local venues that are really needing it, that are needing a little bit of boost. Obviously, a lot of our friends in the in the service industry, a lot of friends in the venues. You know, it's not a very bright time. So, if you can get out of your comfort zone a little bit, maybe get some social distance between you and a friend, and rock out at the Substation on Thursday. So, we're gonna hear the Grief from the album The Grief. And what do you want to say about it before we jump into the song?
First song that was written for this record. It's in 7/8 timing, which is something I've never done before.
Okay.
I just decided just to see if I could do it. But all the emotions came from a specific event, which was losing a family member. And so this song was basically encapsulating all my emotions of dealing with grief.
All right.
So,
well, we're going to go into it, man. Let's let the music speak for itself. It's Aurora's Eyes here on Loud and Local.
Thank you.
Sharif here on Loud and Local. It's 99.9 KISW. We're hanging out here, sharing some weird stories, and hanging out, man. We're in the Studio K.
Yeah.
Here in the heart of Ballard. It's a weird landscape of the Northwest going on this week. But you know what? It's times like these where it's important to support local artists, support local music, and hang out with your friends, and maybe in a little bit of distance between you. But hang out, bunker down. We'll get through this together, and we'll get through it with good vibes and good rock and roll.
What would they tell you in high school dances? You have to have enough room between you and the girl and Jesus to fit between
absolutely.
You?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
The Jesus foot?
The Jesus foot.
Is that what that is?
I think it was.
He had to lay Jesus down. And then you have to measure it, like, in between.
Jesus foot then, sounds like a sick deathcore
band. It does sound like a sick deathcore band.
It's definitely not called the Jesus foot.
No.
Or a mariachi band.
Back to the topic here on Loud and Local. Yeah. Well, actually, you know what? There is no back to the topic. We're hanging out here on Loud and Local, and I got to ask you guys. So you guys are kind of an instrumental, proggy metal band, rock. Prog, post-metal, a lot of terms you can use to...
Alternative metal or alternative
pretty soundscapes
rock.
Of orgasmic music.
yeah. Ooh, I got shivered.
I like how that's a category. It's like, yeah.
It shivered me. Dude.
What influences you guys? Like, what, Jay, ooh, like, yeah. What was the first band, first time in your life where, like, you decided, like, dude, I got to do that. I got to pick up a guitar. What was the light bulb
for you? Of course, Metallica was.
Okay.
So... you remember when Netflix used to mail the DVDs?
Oh, yeah.
So I rented the Metallica and San Francisco Symphony S&M DVDs.
Oh, yeah. And then a little story, you got to actually
see
that.
I got to go see S&M number two. S&M 2, yeah. So
what a dream come true.
That was like a dream concert. You know what I mean? Like, just because, like, that DVD, I'm watching.
That's what got you into it.
Yeah, I watched Disc 1 had... The Call of Cthulhu open up the show after they have Ecstasy of Gold play, like, at the beginning by the actual, like, just the orchestra part, which was dope. And so they play it, and, like, that was the first time I've actually watched Metallica on a video in general. Like, I never saw music videos of Metallica before that.
Yeah.
So I watched that, and, like, it clicked in my head, like, and I was playing bass at the time.
Okay.
So I was like... This is what I want to do.
Yeah.
And I want to play guitar. And so I got a guitar after that. And, like, at the S&M 2 show was, like, one time that, like, I almost had... Basically, I was almost in tears, like, at that moment when they played Call of Cthulhu at the beginning of the show. Because it was, like, 13-year-old me over again,
so
you know?
Sick. Yeah.
So, but, yeah, Metallica was, like, the first band to trigger that. But, like, growing up... I had a weird, like, background of music between my parents. Like, my mom was, like, into whatever was popular at the time, you know? Yeah. And that was, like, the 90s. So it was just, like, boy bands and, you know, and
you guys know, you guys know the band Meatloaf?
Yeah, of course I know Meatloaf.
It's a shout out to my mom right here. So
my dad's favorite record.
When I was a kid, my mom would play this the Meatloaf. It was like Bat Out of Hell or something.
Yeah, my dad's favorite album of all time.
Yeah, man, she would play that on the in the car and stuff. I really didn't like it very much.
The most metal looking album cover with the least metal album.
Oh,
exactly,
On my dad's side of the on the music spectrum, there was like Rush, Def Leppard, REO Speedwagon, Styx.
Yeah,
so like
he was the rocker.
He was. Yeah, but he wasn't into heavy stuff.
Okay,
so like when I heard Metallica, I was like. Oh,
now
this is cool, you know? But, like, growing up with, like, Rush was, like, the first introduction to, like, progressive music to you know? Yeah. But I didn't appreciate progressive music.
You didn't know progressive music.
Yeah. Not until, like, I got into bands like Porcupine Tree.
Dream Theater.
And Dream Theater. Yeah.
The nerdy stuff.
Yeah. And then, like, then you go backtrack, like, you meet other guys that are, like, into that kind of music who are also prog nerds. And they're like, but have you checked out Kansas, Point of No Return? Check this out. I'm like, I'm listening to that. I'm like, whoa, you know, or Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah.
Just, like, all these classic bands.
Genesis,
you know.
So let's go on to you, man.
Yeah, let's go to Brian.
What was your light bulb moment? What made you, like, decide to pick up a guitar? What was the first thing for you?
So I come from a family of a lot of musicians as well. My father was playing in a band, like a little high school band when he was a kid. My grandfather was a trumpeter, I believe, in the Army Corps.
Wow.
Cadets, I think.
Very cool.
So I was playing in a high school band when I was younger, so I had a lot of like classical music experience.
Yeah.
And then when I was like a junior in high school, I was playing a lot of rock band, and that got me interested in like actually thinking about playing drums, because I was doing the drumming stuff.
Okay.
And then my friend that I would play with was like just so much better at me at the drums. So I was like, you know what? We should start a band. I'm going to play guitar. You play drums. Never happened. He never got the drum kit.
But you learned how to play guitar.
There you go.
I mean, yeah. So I was at an SAT prep session.
Oh yeah.
I was joking with people. I was like, hey, does anyone have a guitar they want to give me? And I kid you not, the teacher, I forget her name, but she goes, yeah, I have an acoustic guitar in my trunk. I'll give it to you after class.
Sick.
So I swear to God, I went home with an acoustic guitar that day, and I think the first song that I started to learn to play was "Wish You Were Here."
Oh, that's awesome!
That's dope.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah. What about you guys? What are your like kind of light bulb moment? What got you into music or made you want to become a musician? At least pick it up.
Well, I didn't actually ever consider doing drums until my parents bought me a snare drum in fifth grade.
Really?
And then I just played on that for a couple of years until they got me an actual drum set. And that was like at the height of Green Day, American Idiot.
Sure.
So that was a big thing for me. It was Trey Cool's drumming.
Yeah.
Got me into it a lot.
What are they just like, hey, let go of some of your frustration or some of your craziness?
It's very energetic.
Yeah, energetic.
Yeah.
Let go of some of your energy. Bang on this for a while.
Yeah, nice, yeah. Dude. Make some more noise.
That sounds like the opposite of what a parent would want you to like play, because my parents would never let me touch drums like at that age.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. They're both.
Well, just one musicians. Drum is good. One
yeah.
Drum.
Yeah.
Just one drum.
And then I liked it. Like, oh, we'll buy you 10 more drums.
Here's nice,
drum
set. Dude. Wow, man.
But yeah, Green Day, Trey Cool's drumming really inspired me growing up. So that's where like the core of my drumming is.
Very
that
cool. Style. Hey, how about you, man?
Me?
Hi.
How are you doing?
Pretty good, man.
It's pretty the typical way. I had a friend that was, we were like 15, 16, and he was starting up a band. He was really good at the guitar. And he's like, hey, you want to play bass in my band? And I was like, I don't know how to play bass. And he's like, do you want to be in the band? And I was like, sure.
Dude, I did that to somebody.
And it turned out that the lead girl singer wanted me in the band just because she thought I was cute or whatever at the time. So we got together. We have a friend that was like a music producer. So he was like,
sure.
I'll make you guys big and stuff like that. And then so we got together.
We're gonna get huge.
We were
gonna get huge, kid. Get like, huge,
pretty much. And he was teaching us all how to play our instruments because none of us knew how to play really.
Yeah,
and stuff like that. And then so we finally got our first concert, and he pulled me aside and he goes, just so you know, you're not good enough for this concert. I said, oh.
Nice. It's messed up.
That's and I was
so
like,
man.
I was like, okay. And then he's like, I'm gonna have my friend play. And I was like, okay.
So cold.
So the first concert, I went to the concert, and the guy that took my place was like a 56-year-old guy, and he showed up in like
so
leather,
awkward
leather, leather spandex.
With and like a bunch of kids on stage?
Yeah, with a bunch of kids. And he was playing bass. And it was like.
That's all I have right now.
It was like the. It was leather, but it was also tiger print. And he had like the long, flowy hair.
Where was the venue?
And then.
It was like a YMCA, probably.
No, it was like. It was some venue out. No, it was no church. I don't even remember exactly where it was at, but yeah, the guy had like he had the long curly hair, but it was like bald in the middle.
Call it, yeah.
It was pretty epic. That was the first concert I ever not played.
Do you think that was all set up and that they had originally always planned for that guy to play in the band? They just had to find a way to get him in there.
I hope so.
Because like, we really want this guy, but
we have to make it seem kind of normal.
Right.
Maybe if he feels bad for us, we're having a bad bass player. He'll come.
But yeah, so that was my first experience with all that.
We got the band Aurora's Eyes here in Loud and Local, and the name of their record is called The Grief.
Yep.
And it is coming out in June.
June 19th.
All right. And we're going to go into another song. Actually, we're going to go into two songs here. We're going to go in I Believe in Ghosts and Memento Malum.
Memento Malum was the first song all four of us wrote together.
Nice, dude.
And I Believe in Ghosts was a riff that I wrote. The main riff of the song I wrote 10 years ago and never was able to fit it into a song until
now.
Yeah.
So you got to use it, man.
Yeah.
All right, dude. And here's Aurora's Eyes. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Loud and Local, Aurora's Eyes. Big show this Thursday at Substation. Get out of your quarantine for a bit and watch some rock with some space between you and the next person.
It'll mosh with the air.
Exactly. Dance with a protective suit, a hazmat suit on.
Get Bubble Boy outfits out.
Ah, yes.
That would be the best mosh pit, watching a bunch of those balls. Like,
that'd be awesome.
Bouncing.
We wouldn't even need that many people to show up.
It'd be like, sure. Get like sumo suits.
It'd be fun to stage dive with one of those.
Ooh, now you're talking.
Anyway, so yeah, you guys have that coming up. And then, of course, the record release coming out in June. You guys going to like plan like a record release show or anything like that?
We've been in talks. I think it's really going to depend on how long this band's going to be, I guess. I hope it's not long.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Let's hope.
So I think it's going to be harder to book anything right now with how tentative everything is. And so we thought about just doing a party, like just hanging out, you know, and kicking it. But like, we would love to do a show too. So it just really depends on how everything goes.
Fair enough. All right. Well, there's a lot up in the air, but we do know that the record is coming out and this is the place to hear it first. The Grief is the name of the album and it's self-released by the band Aurora's Eyes. I'd like to thank you guys for coming on Loud and Local.
Thank you.
But it's not even like you guys are coming on Loud and Local. It's like I'm coming on your show. I feel like a guest here.
You're on
awesome
the Aurora's
studio.
Eyes
well,
podcast.
Welcome.
Thanks for coming.
Welcome. Glad to have you.
We're glad to have you here.
Ah, it's nice. You guys have the record coming out.
Yeah.
You have some shows coming up, hopefully, after you know the band and whatnot. But you do have one coming up Thursday at the Substation, now that you're hearing this. Is there anyone you'd like to thank? Any shout-outs? Anyone you'd like to send out a quick what's up to before we get into your last song?
I got a shout out for my boy John Terrell.
Oh yeah,
he's the drummer that never became a drummer.
Okay, nice.
Shout out to my wife Amy and my daughter Aubrey, who better be asleep right now.
You better be asleep, Aubrey.
Aubrey, you better be asleep.
Hi, Mom and Dad. Thanks for getting me in the drums.
Yeah, shout out to Mom and Dad.
Yeah, shout out to Mom and Dad.
I got nothing.
Wow. The happiest one out of the whole band. He's the coldest one.
He's gonna sleep on it.
Yeah, I'll.
You know what we should really thank?
What?
What's that?
Eden at Evolution Studios.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
he's great.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
We want to give him a big shout out. He's been a huge, not just a supporter, but just a huge fan too. Because he just talks to us about the music, like, because the studio that we practice in is right next to the front desk right there.
Yeah.
So he hears it all and he loves.
He does it on purpose.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
He does it on purpose.
We're going to get into one final song here,
and
why don't you introduce this? I'm going to turn my microphone off, and you guys, since you're a DJ, since you're a radio guy, you guys can be cheesy morning radio guys and introduce the song.
Well, all right, guys, this next song by Aurora's Eyes here is called The Ritual.
Let's hear it, man.
Boom, boom. Yeah, I got nothing.
You got nothing? You got nothing?
No, I'm just joking. I have plenty, but I don't, you know, I don't.
He's saving it for later.
Yeah. I got to save it. Like, I keep things, like, in little containers, and I don't like to.
He's got the containers.
One time. Because it just, like, blows out. And then.
All right. Yeah. It's Aurora's Eyes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.